some difference in my answer and is in his answer, because his answer may be of that Golok Vrindavan, my telling will be of this body. So it is very much different.
Maharaj, yesterday you mentioned to Aditya when she asked you about a codicil.
Where is?
When he told her to go back to the temple, she had to work on the Kurukula newsletter.
शिक्षा हो गया शिक्षा हो गई थे हाँ उधर से बोले दें कोई डॉक्टर और हाँ हाँ वो उधर से बोले कल जैसे
She asked you yesterday when to observe a codicil, and you said, if you were with me, I would tell you tomorrow, but you shouldn't go against this kind. But if the grain, if the sinful act reaction takes shelter of grain,
and then by the influence of Vadini Shakti, a bhav in Madhura Rasa arises by following the gopis. And then he says that after this one attains the supreme happiness and the service of Vilasakya Parananda Tattva.
What is your question?
So I'm asking if you can explain what this Vilasakya Parananda Tattva means.
It is very difficult to define. Vilas. Be Purva Palas. Vila. When Radha and Krishna meeting, laughing, doing so many vilas, pastimes, gambling, roaming in Vrindavan, stolling of Bansi, gambling, all are vilas. When they are tired, or when they are in sleeping mood, at that time will I have that seva? That is called vilasakya seva.
It means the service of Radha.
Radha and Krishna are meeting and enjoying so many things. At that time, they will call me there, and then I will serve them. What kind of service? There are so many that I cannot explain. You should understand all this.
So it means, in general, it means the service.
No, generally here. No, generally.
But we have to give some explanation.
Nitanji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has kept his key in his hand. The only word he has given, but this has very hard meaning. Ocean, like ocean. When they are talking with a fan, may I do fan? Or so many services. These are called vilasakya. More explanation cannot be given. In this state, at first you should know what is vilas. Then, at that time, the service of them both is called vilas. Try to be Radha-mukha. And then in 100 and lakhs of births, you will think about this. So vast meaning, very deep meaning. I cannot tell that that ear can, my ear can hear. Understand what I am saying? What?
The beyond
mouth has to stand to tell all these things. That ear cannot hear all these things. So it is very rahasyapurna. Rahasyapurna, you know?
Full of rahas. Full of rahas.
No. Mysterious. Mysterious,
you know? Mysterious?
Mysterious.
Hidden or a secret?
Very different thing. Only actual sadhak can hear all these things.
When he refers to Siddha Rasa here, is he talking about the stage of frame?
I thought, go up to frame and then.
So Siddha Vasta here is referring to frame.
Not Siddha Vasta. That is Parup Siddhi Vasta. Living in this body, but how has come? Not Siddha.
But he says,
it is the it is the subject of bhav.
But he says, Ushtiravasa Prakbhav Ki Bhav.
Prakbhav means what?
It means preliminary or means before the stage of Siddha,
this
is Bhav.
Then, at that time.
He's saying the Bhava stage is the Prag Bhav of Siddha.
He's telling it right
here. Yeah.
And at the time of Bhav, this situation comes. This prayer comes. When I receive this thing. In how our sattvic arise, he realizes something.
So Siddhavasta then is the mature stage of bhav? Siddhavasta is the mature stage of bhav?
Yes.
When he realizes Swarup Siddhi.
Very hard to say. And the subject is so up. Vilas is of Siddhavastha. No? But she is praying for that. When Bhav will come, as a thief wants water in so manner, a devotee of Bhavavastha will pray for service like this.
He's giving explanation of this slope to the Sattva Visheshatma. Prema, what is it? He is saying the Amshu, Prema Amshu.
Prema Amshu means Prema Amshu.
Yeah.
Amshu means rays.
So, he's explaining the Swarup Lakshana of Bhav and the Tathas.
It's very hard to understand without bhajan, doing bhajan.
I know.
Yeah. it is very hard. By doing bhajan and also hearing both myths, we will understand something without this teacher. I am telling so much, but you are not.
I'm not fit to ask these things.
You will repeat.
But it's in the book, so what can I do? If I have to give some...
I am making you understand, but you are not understanding.
I know.
A time will come when by chanting Hare Krishna Hare Krishna and doing sadhana bhajan, then I will tell, then you will have something. I am telling you, but you are not... You are understanding something?
Can you explain something about the Swarupa Lakshan and Tathastha Lakshan of Bhav? Of Bhav.
Here we are. You
are saying that the Swarupa Lakshan of Bhav is that it is situated in Vishuddha Sattva. This is Swarupa Lakshan of Bhav. And the Tathastha Lakshan is that it softens the heart and then it gives rise to different kinds of taste.
You have thoughts. No? Suppose. What is the Swarupa Lakshan and what is the Tathastha Lakshan? What is the Swarupa Lakshan of your...
That you want something to drink.
Wanting water. This is Swarupa Lakshan. And to drink water is Tathastha Lakshan. Understand something?
Something.
But a man has no thirst. He is drinking water, but he has no thirst. One is to drink, but so. But if he has thirst, he requires water. And it's very, very answering, he will take water. In both cases, you will take water. Likewise, when Bhav comes, it situates in Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva comes from Ragati Bhav. And their Tathastha Lakshan are there.
The taste which follows as a result of the awakening of Bhav. There's quite a long explanation of this sloka, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, Prema Suryam Sursamya Bhag.
You have written?
No, I have not written. But there's many, many points that come up. On one hand, they say that
mind is disturbed by so many things. And calm and quiet, this very high topic should be done. Very calm and quiet. This man, loudly question is going on. Very high subject and hidden subject.
Saying that Bhav is self-manifest, it's coming down from the Ragatmika Bhaktas. It's Swarupa Shakti. It's not coming from any source. And yet on the other hand, when they describe the development of Bhakti, We say that sadhana bhakti gradually gives rise to bhava bhakti. So how can we understand this? On the one hand, it says that sadhana bhakti leads to bhava bhakti, but on the other hand, it is said that there is nothing that can cause bhava bhakti, it just descends. So how to understand?
What is this means? You are thirsty. No, I have water. But you'll have to come and beg me. No? But if I will not give, your coming and going will not do anything. Because water is in my hand. Understand something?
Yes, yes.
Apply this to that, there. If you will not come to me and not beg, not pray, I will not give. But it is not sure that I will give you by your prayer. When I will give, please I will give you. So it is by sadhana bhakti, it is malni प्रकाशित उदय होता है इन बात को ना तुम क्यों कर दो हमारे तो कुछ नहीं हुआ तुम बात को तुम भला कर तो साथ में फर्स्ट नंबर पास कर भला
ना ना मैं जरूर देखूंगा
हाँ
आपने करूंगा
अरे आपने वो समझे क्यों कर हमारे तो मन है वो खाने सब बहुत ऐसे सीमित ना वो सब चला है না না আসবাস ঠিক আছে তো ওখানে গিয়ে তুমি আরো যে ওখানে আছে ওখানে বসে তো তুমি ওখানে যাবে না কোথায় গমের
জন্য আজকে গিয়ে তো প্রেমানপুর বললে না নিশ্চয় দেখে করে যেতে তোমার যখন মেটে আছে
যাও আজকে চলে যা তাহলে ওই গুলি ঘোরা কিসের জন্য আসবে
He explains how Bhav manifests in the conditioned soul. First of all, he uses the word.
What is the meaning of manifested?
It arises
there are two kinds. কিছু নিয়ে যেতে হবে তো সঙ্গে হ্যাঁ দিস থিং ইজ হিয়ার ইট ইজ নট থিং ইট ইজ নট থিং ইফ এনিওয়ান ডাজ নট নো দ্যাট ফেস্টিভিটি নট ইজ হিয়ার নো He does not know, but it is here. I took the book and did like to. This is called sadhana. No? And I saw entities. No? So, praying is here. Nitya Siddha in soul, but it is not realized. When this book is open, we see not here, indeed. When we will do sadhana, then after sadhana, we will see that Krishna Prem was here, now actually.
It appears as though it has arisen as a result of the sadhana. it looks that way.
It looks like that by sadhan it has come,
uh-huh.
but not by sadhan.
Uh-huh.
It is there. Sadhan is only to be. Nitya bhavasya prakatyam. Prakatyam means you don't know Hindi what I see. In English I can.
Prakatyam means manifest?
Manifest.
He says that in the Nitya Siddhas,
Nitya
Siddha. Siddha.
Huh?
In the Nitya Siddhas, it is Swasa Siddha.
Again, understand. It is Nitya Siddhi to Aragatmik Bhakta. When we do sadhan, they manifest it in our heart. Take an example. You know, seed, you see,
seed, seed,
that's the reason, listen. You should come in calm time. Calm
when,
and quiet.
When is calm time?
Always very and hear. I don't hear us. You know, seed,
seed.
In seed, muga, moti is found. Diamond. Muka, you know?
Diamond.
You know diamond. Diamond is another thing. Diamond is found in coal. Coal. Pearl.
Pearl.
Where it is found? In the sea.
In the sea.
Where? In any?
Oyster.
Eh?
Oyster.
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 How it is found? How?
How it is found?
If any rain of Swatina Chakra, rain shower, drop of Swatina Chakra goes in that, it produces
pearl.
No. Whether it was in a rain, drop, or in bed, fall. How become fall? In that seed. Keep understand? Understand. Remember seed. Seed means discovery of pearl. Understand? Discovering of pearl. When a raindrop goes in the covering of pearl, then after some time, pearls are found in that. Who produces pearl? Whether the covering or the same rainwater? Where it was?
It was there already.
Where?
In the pearl.
Then? Why it was not found pearl before?
Required the rainwater to
why?
Make it uncovered.
So, rays of Sarvashakti, Lagini Sarvashakti, is needed. And also, patra. Patra.
Vessel?
Vessel. Vessel to keep that is also essential. Our heart is patra. And that is Nitya Siddha Bhav. When they will go connected, then Pavan will be. That is Prayi. Bhav. Without mixing, only Sarvashakti, Vritti will not produce. Or without rain water, our heart cannot produce. When both will meet, then. If father only cannot produce child, The mother one can carry child. You know this story?
Yes.
Similarly, both are required here. The thing is in G. And susceptibility is one, but if it will come in sakharat, it will come half of sakhar there as a siddhasat, and it will produce that. Same thing will come in a jeev soul, but he has something of madhur rasa in natural by नॉर्मली भी पाते नहीं कि हम बतलाए ये सब कुछ पैदा करते हैं जाओ हिंदी सीखो तब यदि सीखना है तो ओरिजिनली सब बी इन साधक जी स्वरूप समथिंग मस्ट बी देयर and self-sufficiency will come and it will produce the same what was in Jiva Swarup.
How can we attract that Ladini Shakti to descend?
By serving Rasik Vaishnav Satsangha. There is no other way. बोलते बोलते हमारा सिर चकरा देता है. अंग्रेजी आती नहीं.
Just one last thing. Quick, very slow.
He. The guy is difficult.
Why did he use the term
Varadeva? Understand all is this thing?
I'm understanding something.
You should understand again. Any day.
I have many more questions to ask about this.
Come with us. For Jagya.
I have to say, first of all, I'm not qualified to ask these questions. But what can I do?
You should not do anything.
So, he's explaining many things here.
Close the door.
Many things are being explained about Bhava here. And the first thing, he's explaining the Swarupa Lakshan of Bhava.
You have asked this?
Okay. I asked last time, but there's more questions about it. So he begins like this. Yadi prem ko surya man liya jaye, so prem rup surya ka ansh, shuddha sattva vishesh rup sattva ki, bhav hai. So here he's explaining about Swarupa Lakshan, about that its characteristic feature is that it is situated in Shuddha Sattva, and it's a particle of the sun of Prem. So this is the one.
Prem is like sun.
And Bhava is like one part. Ray. One part or one ray of the sun.
In rays, there are so many particles. So one particle is
bhav. And down below he says, bhav ki visheshata yaha hai ki yaha jeev ke hridaya ko pavitra prakar atishaya masrina arthat komal banata hai.
The characteristic of bhav is that it makes her so rasasta dravi. Dravit means if there is snow, but any rays of sun makes it melt. So bhav melts her. Regarding Krishna, this is
when he is talking about the visheshata, is that referring to the tatastha lakshan of bhav?
Understand? You cannot question like him? Why you don't question like him?
I have many questions.
You have no question.
I have
many questions. And wrong question. You should ask question like him. You should first read something and then question.
Now he's saying that when the heart becomes softened, then it gives rise
melting.
And then it gives rise to different kinds of taste, different kinds of ruchi. And it describes three kinds of ruchi here. Prapti abhilash, anukulya abhilash, aur sohardha abhilash.
Three
kinds.
You are understanding these things?
I understand just the terminology. Prapti abhilash means desire for attainment.
Attainment?
Desire for
attaining Krishna love, affection, and Krishna services. And
then anukulya bilas.
What is the anukulya bilas?
Desire for favor.
No. To serve Krishna is anukulya.
To serve Krishna
as gopi is anukulya. Anukulena Krishna anusilana. Do anything which makes very pleasing to Krishna. This is anukulena.
And sohardha vilas.
Sohardha vilas means?
Desire for friendship.
To do good for Krishna. With her affection and love. This is sohardha vilas. Gopi serve Krishna. They want to serve Krishna. And they are very close hearted. They want to be with Krishna. And they want always to meet Krishna. So any sadhak, raganuga, so that these three kinds of root avilasa.
Then you were explaining last time also about how bhav manifests in the conditioned souls. Now it uses the word here, vadajiv. But in using this word here, he must be using this word just to distinguish from the nitya siddhas. Isn't it? Because bhav cannot manifest in an ordinary bhadajiv. It has to be a sadhaka who's advanced. So here he's using the word bhadajiv only to distinguish from the nitya siddhas. Is that right? No? Why is the word bhadajiv being used here?
Because he's bhadajiv. He's not liberated soul.
Mm-hmm.
He is to be liberated. He has qualified, he has been qualified that he, how can
arise
here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he has gone so qualified. Because if you are telling that it is to differentiate between Nitya Siddha and Baddhaji. No. Why not? Because Nitya Siddha Ji, Suddha Sati is always there.
Mm-hmm.
No question of again coming or manifesting. Always there.
Mm-hmm. This is the meaning of Swatha Siddha.
Mm.
Nitya Siddha mein bhav Swatha Siddha hota hai.
Always Swatha Siddha.
Mm-hmm. Self manifest.
Eh?
It's self manifest.
Always manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Not manifesting. Always is there.
Mm-hmm.
Baddhaji. In qualified Baddhaji, it is manifest.
Mm-hmm. And it says that once, that first it manifests on the manuvritti of the Bharajiv. Swahi bhav Bharajiv ki manuvritti par avirabhut hokar. And then after it manifests on the manuvritti, it appears to become one. It says, manovritti ki svarupata ko prapt hota hai. So the meaning of svarupata here, it means that it attains identity with the mind. So it appears to be one with the state of the mind. And even though it is Swayam Prakash, Prakash ki tarah artat pehle nahi tha, ab bhaira ho gaya. Prakash here means that it's as if it were manifested by something else.
At first it was not there, now it is.
This last part, Vastav mein Parati Swayam Aswadan Swarup hoti hai aur aisa hone par bhi waha Bharajiv ke liye Krishna aur Krishna Lila Aswadan ke hetu ke rup mein dikh padti hai.
Ho gaya?
I have some question about that. It said it is self-tasting, Swayam Aswada. There's some explanation that's given in the commentary to this sloka. Siddhasattva Visheshatma. It's explaining about how rati is both the cause and also the effect. So rati as the cause, it is itself anandarupa or aswadarupa, swayam aswada. That the rati itself is something that gives bliss when it arises in the heart, but at the same time it is the cause of producing various tastes. Can you explain something about that?
Now I'm so tired.